episode number 315, Automatic Camaro ZL1, Good or Bad?
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go again for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, he's right. Yeah. What a whirlwind of a weekend.
Yeah. Feel like you got wheels on your butt. You've been going like nonstop for the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't been home on any weekend in the past month.
Wow.
I just got back from the Mid-Ohio racetrack.
Cool.
With some of the BBOMG gang and Jeff Bucknum watching the races, drinking a beer, sitting in the sunshine, having a good weekend.
Good.
I'll get to that in a little bit because we got a jam-packed episode this week. We got tons of news coming out. We got opinions flying around, finger sandwiches and coffee.
Finger sandwiches?
Yeah, whoever came up with that was just wrong.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about this topic here. Let's get right into it. So on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, you'll see that we've reported, was it Autoblog? Who covered that one?
This was covered by Autoblog.
Autoblog.
Yep.
Reported that more than half of the 2012 Camaro ZL1 is expected to be automatics, the six-speed automatic, and I found that very interesting because at first there was not going to be an automatic option.
Yeah, that was just released this summer.
Yeah, yeah. Where was that?
At the BBOMG.
BBOMG. Yep. That's right.
Well, the
Oshawa event.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then suddenly we're finding out through Autoblog there that folks inside GM are saying, 50%.
Wow.
And what is spooky is the numbers that show how many of the 2010 Camaros are also automatic. 70%.
70% are automatic? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. And that was kind of stunning to me because, there was a time when having a six-speed manual was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
When the 93 Camaro came out with a six-speed, everybody crapped themselves. They're like, oh my God, a six-speed? You know, more is not always better, but in this case, you know, it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And now look at how things are changing. And I got to think it's attributed to the tap shift in the manual selection of the automatic.
It is pretty sweet, though. It is pretty cool.
I was having fun with it on at the road course.
Yeah.
In Mid-Ohio this weekend, just taking some parade laps. And I can see, you know, how people would like it. It's pretty responsive for a consumer-grade thing. But there's been a lot of, since we posted this on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, and there's obviously a thread associated with it on the message forum, there's been a tremendous amount of very polarizing opinion.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that this is blasphemy. This should not happen. This kind of car should not have an automatic transmission.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Cadillac CTS-V, when the second generation of that car came out, they offered it in an automatic, too. And I guess it would be pretty cool. I mean, a 556 horsepower car with an automatic transmission, maybe easier to put the power to the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. I have a hard time with mine, but the argument would then be the Cadillac. The Camaro is not a Cadillac. This is the ultimate Camaro.
Right.
Has nothing to do with Cadillac. This is the ultimate Camaro. Shouldn't have an automatic, because in so many words, these are my words, not anybody else's, but similar that. People who buy automatics may buy them because they just don't know how to drive.
Hmm.
And I'm not too thrilled with that opinion right there.
I'm wondering, and tell me if I'm off base here. I don't know what the target demographic of the ZL1 is, but newer drivers, younger drivers nowadays, there's just never been a way for them to learn how to drive a manual transmission car. So if they don't know how to drive a manual transmission car, of course they're going to opt for an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
How many cars nowadays even come in a stick shift?
Very few.
Very few, unless you're going to buy a Corvette or a Camaro.
Trucks do.
I think the new Cruise Eco.
Yeah.
I think you can get a 5-speed in that.
Yeah, but that's, you know, and you're kind of, you know, I think you're hitting on something there. I mean, let's say this. I bet you 70% of the cars out there do not come in a manual transmission.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that 70% number. Yeah. So there's probably a good reason for your answer right there.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't think that it's when somebody now, I mean, it used to be automatics, you know, what do they call them, slush boxes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, automatics weren't the performance choice, but that was when there would be a lot of power loss, a lot of fuel economy loss.
Yeah.
You know, and that was when you had no control over it. You pressed the gas and it shifted whenever the hell it felt like it, but this is different. You have the drive mode, you have the sport mode, and then you have the manual mode. I like it. I think it's fun. Will I do it again in my next Camaro? I can't say I would or wouldn't at this point. I'm not unhappy with it, but I wanted to try it, and I'm glad I did, especially with having, you know, 600 horsepower at the flywheel on mine,
yeah,
and it being a cruiser. I'm not out to set records here. Yeah. I'm not going to go to the drag race, the drag strip, and try to break records, or, you know, I'm not the autocross road course guy that I'd like to, everybody else would like to think that they are.
Yeah. I love, personally, I just love rolling through the gears in my car.
I do too.
Love it.
I do too.
My 95 Z28 was the first manual transmission car I ever bought or driven. So when I ordered the thing and picked it up out of the dealership, I didn't know how to drive a manual transmission car. So I wanted to learn myself, and I sure did.
The hard way?
I learned the hard way.
Clunk or clunk down the highway.
Well, I learned. Now I love it. Love it.
I mean, I do miss rolling through the gears, but it's also fun to tap through the gears.
I'll tell you one thing that sucks about a manual transmission car, and that's traffic.
Exactly. And you know what? I was on the way down to Mid-Ohio, ran into construction, and just sat there.
Woodward Dream Cruise.
Any traffic. Any city traffic. And most people live in the cities when they're going, you know, they're not going to go cruising in a cornfield.
Nope.
So I don't know. We kind of want to get some honest opinions from you. I mean, it's, I can see where people are coming from, but at the same time, if it's good for the car, then it's good for the Camaro enthusiast who wants to buy one or the other.
Yeah,
you know, give people want the choice.
I see a lot of people in here talking about speed limiting the car because it has an automatic transmission.
Oh, I got a big issue with that. Speed limiting it to what?
Yeah,
170.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go out there and do 170 a few times. Find out what happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't make your wiener bigger by going that fast, okay? And it doesn't, and it just makes you look like a bigger wiener when you brag about it. I can't stand people that say, I did 170. Oh, yeah? Well, I was in my dad's Corvette. I did 185. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to go out and do it to this weekend. I'm going to blow you away. Really? Is that what makes you a man? I said in the thread, I've been on the other side of 150 more than once. It's not something I plan on doing again. First of all, it's dangerous. It's just freaking dangerous as hell. Unless you're a professional driver with an EMS on standby and a closed course with properly equipped vehicle, and I'm sure that the ZL1 will be properly equipped, but I don't think they really think people are going to do that. Not on the street. Because if something goes wrong, you will die. And you'll probably take out a lot of people that don't deserve to die with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how cool is that? As I tell my son, stupid ain't cool.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear all your opinions.
Yeah.
So either join the thread or give us a call. Drop us an email.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Good or bad?
Good or bad for the car? Good or bad for
Good or bad
you,
for the car?
For the individual that's calling in.
Yeah.
Or either one.
Either one.
Just their opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? We'd like to know. Very polarizing. I didn't think it would be this polarizing. I was very surprised.
But so we had almost like the ZL1 versus Z28 versus SS.
Wow, we haven't
top
gotten,
dog.
We have,
what's a top dog?
Top dog. Dog, dog.
Remember that?
Dog. Yeah, we haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
the ZL1's going to be top dog.
ZL1's top dog. But where will Z28 fit, should one be made? Yeah. Not that I know about it.
Yeah.
It depends on what you want it for.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Ice skates are terrible for roller hockey, but they're great for ice hockey.
They sure are.
So consider the application. Let's move on here.
Yeah.
So what, last week we talked about the 2012 colors being mentioned by Camaro Scotty, the list of them. And then shortly thereafter, they appeared.
Hey, what do you know? Finally.
On the 2012 Camaro website, on Chevrolet.com, there's a visual. And so I took a screenshot and threw it into Camaro Scotty's thread.
Yeah.
So that prompted me to have a little bit of fun. Because just the other day, Camaro Scotty also released the entire range of 2012 colors. And I kind of threw out a what if on the front page of CamaroZ20.com. Yeah. What if some of the 2012 colors that aren't Camaro colors made it to become Camaro colors?
Yeah. And like that baby blue looking
ice blue
color.
Metallic. Yeah. So I photo-chopped that up. And again, people had some interesting opinions on that. Somebody, you know, would say it was garbage. Camaro shouldn't look like that. I don't know what a Camaro should look like these days, but...
Did you do it for Mocha Steel, too?
No, I didn't, because I don't know what Mocha Steel looked like. I only...
Right there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that. No, I guess I could, but, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder at that point.
Yeah.
But I kind of wonder what's going to replace Cyber Gray. Because we were told by the F-Bot father in, I think, Camaro Scotty's thread, the original 2012 Camaro thread, Camaro Colors thread, that Cyber Gray is going to be replaced by something else. I'd like to know what.
Yeah. Well, they've got the one color that's only going to be available in 45th, and that's the, what is it, the graph?
Carbon flash that's metallic. That's yep, right. I saw a 45th convertible this weekend.
Did you?
Yep.
Cool.
God, is it sharp.
Yeah.
So, what do you think if, yeah, you know.
So, it's comparing the ice blue to an old blue on a Ford Pinto.
Well, just for the record, I photoshopped the Camaro in... That Ford Pinto is not metallic.
No. Far from it.
And the Camaro doesn't explode when rear-ended. Boom! No matter what color it is. Well, we hope it doesn't explode when it's rear-ended. So, again, give us your thoughts on that as well, because it's pretty interesting seeing some of the comments.
You know what gets me is when people keep clamoring for a color, to bring back a color because, you know, they did away with it because nobody's buying it. You know, bring back aqua blue metallic. Well, people didn't buy it. So why would they bring it back? So people couldn't buy it again.
So one person go, eh, it's too heavy.
Now, I can see why they would bring like Synergy Green back. That was a pretty popular color. Mm-hmm. And that, but I understand it was only for limited availability. But yeah.
Well, in a sense, everything is limited in availability. Look
pretty
at Aqua
much.
Blue Metallic.
Yeah.
They said it wasn't selling. You snooze, you lose.
Yep. So long.
So. Hey, before we get any further,
yeah,
we need to do some quick housekeeping here. Almost forgot.
What?
Again.
Oh.
We've got some milestones that we missed entirely that are rather significant.
How crazy is that?
Well, we've been busy with the site. We've been busy with the summer and the car shows and the events and giving out prizes and stuff that we forgot to take a look at ourselves.
Yeah.
And realize how far we've come. Because on July
20th.
20th.
1996.
Yep.
CamaroZ28.com was born.
Yep.
We registered the domain
and then the site
from there. So that's 15 years for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just recently celebrated a milestone with this show.
Yep.
On September 6th, 2005, we released our first podcast. So we're going, we're over 6 years now, man, on this show.
I can't believe we've been doing this long.
6 years.
And we really got to thank everybody first for being part of the site. You know, I mean, 15 years.
I can't even imagine. My son is only 3.
My son just turned 15 2 days ago.
Wow.
So, Chris, our website is older than my child and much older than yours. And the podcast is twice as old as your child. So, you know, if people, you got a text. If people wouldn't, you know, tell us what a good job we are doing, or to help us do a better job with the website and the podcast, and be a part of the CamaroZ28.com brotherhood and sisterhood community, it wouldn't have gone this long. So we have you to thank, and we do appreciate it.
It's all your guys' fault.
Yep, it's all your fault that we're still here. And we're going to be here for a long time. We ain't done yet, as we keep saying.
Man.
All right. So let's get on with the rest of the news here.
Yep.
The fans have voted on the Chevrolet website, and the 69 Camaro is the best Chevy of all time.
Winner!
Ding, 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 ding.
Cool.
That's it. It faced some stiff competition, though.
Yeah.
Corvettes and some...
But by far, man, Camaro enthusiasts out there, you know, on social media, holy cow, man, they let their... They let it all hang out, man.
Yeah.
Their voices are definitely heard.
Most definitely. So congratulations to that. That's kind of neat. I thought
that was
for sure
against,
a Corvette.
Was it up against a 57 Chevy or something like that?
It's also up against a Suburban. But it's also up against Corvettes.
Yeah.
And even the Volt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The 2010 Camaro.
Yeah. So the classics never fade. Congratulations. Hey, do we have any voicemails?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, let's hear some. I'm dying to hear what's going
on. I got to start my program here first because I forgot. But ready?
I'm ready.
Hey guys, great show as always. I think that you guys should invite Bob Lutz onto the show for a 10-minute or 20-minute or a half an hour time frame. He's the man. So send him out an invitation. Of course, we'll do the same now. But the book is great. I bought mine at Amazon.com, and I know Bob's always, you know, excited about selling that book. It's really cool. Anyways, listen, the ZL1 Camaro is awesome. Definitely going to be the best Camaro yet. But the SS and the V6 models are awesome, too. You know, whatever anybody chooses to drive, you know, it's a winner, especially when it's a Camaro, either the V6, the SS, supercharged SS, or ZL1. Great show. Black's a cool color, man. You're going to enjoy keeping it clean, but you got to get one. Automatic or stick shift? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Mr. Jonathan Brown, always a pleasure.
Yep. So what is he saying is Camaros are cool?
Yeah. Yeah.
Automatic or stick shift?
Yeah, I think we already covered that.
Yeah.
And definitely, it, definitely a stick shift.
I think that's going to continue, yeah. Continue people, you know, pissing at each other. thanks, Jonathan.
Yep.
All right, we got another one?
Yep.
All right, we'll get to it in just 1 second, after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Camaro Car.
Say it louder. Say thank you, CamaroZ28.com.
Thank you, CamaroZ28.com.
Hey, guys. That's Little Mike from New York 5th Gen. I'm trying to just try to get him to say thank you, but it didn't work out. I want to thank you guys for mentioning us for the 9/11. That meant a lot to us up here. It was a tough day for a lot of us. And thanks. Thanks again. Hope you guys are doing well. And hopefully see you soon. Later.
That was damn cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know, Mike, we missed you there. There's a couple representing New York 5th Gen in Mid-Ohio this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's a really nice, slightly older couple. And instead of me, you know, doing the meet and greet, how do you do, what's your name, you know, I was like, where's Mike? So I didn't mean to be rude to him, but that's just where I was thinking. So, yeah, it was our pleasure, buddy, and you guys hang in there. What else we got? Anything?
Those were the only two voicemails we had.
Good, because I've been dying to get to this.
What's that?
I've got another interview from the BBOMG.
Oh, sweet.
That I'd like to play. And I originally said I wasn't going to do this because it really isn't much of an interview. But I was talking to this person who I'll just remain nameless. Remain nameless.
Okay.
Because he or she was giving me a hard time this past weekend at Mid-Ohio. And I said, you know what? I'm going to play that interview. Then he or she said, you better not. And so I'm like, I'm going to. And so, well, here it is.
Okay, tell me your name and where you're from.
You're kidding me, right? Don't do this to me.
No, not really.
Amy Mechanica, Buffalo, New York.
And what kind of Camaro do you own?
I don't know. It's my husband's.
Okay.
I'm messing up your podcast.
No, wait. We're not done. We're almost done, though. What
I
kind of?
I need a white one. I need a new one.
What was that?
He owns a 2010 SS RS.
Close enough. Tell me, what does Camaro mean to you? She's speechless.
I know I'm going to catch all kinds of crap for playing.
Well, you know, some people don't do good when they're put on the spot.
And on the spot is where she was, because I was just ambushing people with that, which was, I'll be honest, it was entertaining for me.
Yeah,
I felt kind of pious about it.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy.
Or whatever your name might be.
Oh, oops.
That was fun. She's a good sport, and I'm glad I got to hang out with her over the weekend. And that's what leads me into this. I was at the Mid-Ohio race over the weekend. I said,
so how was that?
It was pretty cool. We were originally going to go see Jeff Bucknum, a good friend of ours, drive, but he actually had a change in plans, so we just kind of hung out and watched the races. I've never been to the Mid-Ohio Raceway before. Very, very cool. Seeing the Grand Am Series and the Rolex series. Just incredible. It was very cool. We were in a Camaro corral, so there was a ton of Camaros there. Fitz was there, so I chatted with old Fitzy.
Cool.
Yeah. Didn't grill him too much about anything. Asked him, you know, if Ice Blue Metallic would be made in Camaro, and he said no. But it was fun to think about as a what if.
Yeah.
Just a cool event. So we're talking about making this an annual thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Next year, I believe the race is actually supposed to be in June or July.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a nice facility. It's rather inexpensive, unless you want to eat. I think there's some interest in making the Camaro Corral, Camaro and Firebird Corral, more a part of the event with more support and bigger.
Oh, nice.
I think it'll be great. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, definitely check it out. We'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Speaking of events, are there any more for the year, or is that pretty much it other than SEMA coming up?
Well, around these parts, it's going to start to get cold, and people are going to start putting their cars away, so I don't think there's going to be any more events going on.
Wow. Can't believe it's been a busy summer, though. I was thinking about where I've been. I actually, for the first time ever, have more miles on my Camaro than you have.
Really?
I got 5,700 right now.
Oh, yeah. You're about 600 ahead of me now.
I sold my 2002 Camaro SS in 2006 with 5,409 miles on it.
Cool.
I've had my 2010 Camaro for, a little over 2 years, and there's more miles on it.
Yeah.
So, and I know, that's what should happen. That's what you should... You know, it's my damn car. I'll drive when I want to.
Well, you're driving it, so.
That's right, I'm driving. All right, something new we've been doing, and we're going to do it again. Camaro of the Week.
Camaro of the Week.
Since we were talking about Aqua Blue Metallic early in the episode,
yeah.
we selected Camaro of the Week last week as Knox Camaro.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, and so we're going to pick a new one soon, and we'll we gotta catch up. We're actually 1 week behind.
Are we?
Yeah, because we were supposed to talk. We chose that last week, so we were supposed to talk about it last week.
Oh.
You know, so we'll get it straight. But if you want to have your Camaro be Camaro of the Week or have it be a nominee for it, just throw some pictures and details in your garage. Every CamaroZ28.com account has its own garage where you can upload pictures, details, mods, and the whole nine yards. Just go to CamaroZ28.com/mygarage and log in if you have to. And it's pretty easy, pretty simple. Upload your stuff and... maybe we'll see it. Well, maybe we'll pick it.
Yeah,
just like that.
We'll do a random pick, or we do accept bribes.
Yeah, we do, or just suggestions. But yeah. Bribes are much more welcome and encouraged. Yeah, so just shoot us an email if you think you know of one that needs to be nominated, needs to be on the front page of CamaroZ28.com. We're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the front page, there's more. We had a busy week here.
We did.
Local member here is part of something called Kaleidolinks. And they're doing a charity raffle for a 2012 Camaro SS. Yep. And Chris, you're looking at the details now, aren't you?
Yeah, Kaleidolinks is a 501c3 nonprofit organization incorporated in Washington, D.C. that teaches low-income minority and at-risk youth education skills such as math, science, technology, and communications. Own the laboratory of building race cars. Racing race cars.
Wow.
So this is really cool. So what they're doing here is they're raffling off a 2012 Camaro SS. 100% of the proceeds go to the charity. So you can check it out at kaleidolinks.org. And we'll put a link to that also in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So
how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $55 a piece. Chance of winning is 1 in 2,000. So they're obviously going to sell 2,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very cool.
And 100%?
So it's going to go 100%,
not 10% or anything like that.
Go to charity, yeah.
Wow, that's really awesome. Well, we're glad to help promote that. You know, win it. Can you imagine winning a 2012 Camaro SS for $55? Not as good as what went around a while ago about the guy winning that stupid penny auction thing on $5 and change.
Yeah.
Good luck on that one. Lightning will never strike twice in that spot.
Absolutely not.
Oh boy. So what else? Is that it?
I think that's all
we
the news
jammed
for the
a
week,
lot
man.
Into this
we sure
episode.
Did, yeah.
So I guess, you know, we should start talking about two things going forward in the future here.
What's that?
One is putting your car away. Oof. If you need to.
Oh, here we go again.
Yep. I think I'm gonna change up my methods here.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to do the plastic sheeting on the ground anymore.
No? Oh, well, you got a new garage floor now.
Well, yeah, that does help a ton.
Yeah.
You know, I did the video of how to hook up the battery tender, which I'm so glad I got
there. Yeah.
And the other thing we got to talk about is SEMA.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably going to be our topic until SEMA happens, which is, what, two months?
Can't wait.
And we're putting together one heck of a killer Camaro enthusiast meet and greet right there in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
And if you're going to be there, you're invited.
Yes.
It's just that easy. And buy me and Chris some drinks. You know.
Yeah.
A lot. Bring us a stripper or two, too. Oh, it is Vegas. Oh, yeah. But definitely, if you're going to be in SEMA, keep
those dates open.
Yeah, keep them open, because we'd definitely love to hook up with you guys, have a couple of drinks, and just talk Camaros. Maybe have some special guests there. We usually do.
Yeah.
All right, are we out of time?
Out of time.
I think we're out of time, just like the DeLorean. Get it? Yeah. Get it?
No. All right. 88 miles per hour.
You're going to see some serious... hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Get your voicemails, get your emails in, get your suggestions on... you know, your thoughts on the automatic versus manual.
Don't forget to send in your happy birthday messages to Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah. We
need them.
We got to wrap that up pretty quick here. Yes. So 10 seconds or less, call the voicemail hotline at 586-486-3182. Like I said, leave it 10 seconds or less.
Yes.
Your happy birthday wish to Chevrolet for their 100th birthday. And we're going to smash them all together and send them on over in one big old file.
Yeah.
So they'd love to hear from you, and we'd like to hear it too. See you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.